You to pull out your Bible, or if you don't have your Bible, reach onto the hymnal shelf in front of you. There's a Bible there, and if you don't see one there, you can pull out your phone or tablet and pull up your Bible app there. As I said last week, I like audience participation, so when you turn your Bible to John chapter 10, verses 7 through 10, you have to say amen when you get there. Man, quick. It's like y'all looked ahead in the bulletin or something. So John chapter 10, verse 7 through 10. So Jesus spoke again. I assure you that I am the gate of the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and outlaws, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief enters only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came so that they could have life. Indeed, so that they could have life to the fullest. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. These last couple weeks have been very meaningful to me. I have really enjoyed this kingdom living concept that we've been preaching about. When Nolan told me he was going on vacation for 3 weeks, he challenged me to come up with a sermon series. And I'm not good at series. I'm just not. I usually just preach what's on my heart. But I've been trying to stick with this kingdom living concept that we've been talking about, because to me it is life-changing. It is everything. It is the very message of Christ, that we can choose to live in the kingdom of God now. That message to me is mind-blowing. So I've been focusing on some things that Jesus has said that don't make a lot of sense at first. Last week we talked about the difference between true self and false self, and living in the power of the peace that Jesus promises us. How our true self is who we are truly meant to be, where we can be authentic and honest and be who God created us to be. And how our false self is the self that kind of takes over, and how we've kind of built walls around us and we respond out of this false self automatically. Today I want to look at this verse 10, John 10, 10, it's one of the great verses of the Bible. Man, I say that all the time. I say I have a lot of favorite verses, but it's the Bible. They're all great, right? But this verse where he says, Jesus says, I came so that they can have life, indeed, so that they could have life to the fullest. I love that. But what is a life to the fullest look like? And I love this image Jesus kind of surrounds this in. Jesus being the shepherd, Jesus being the gate to the sheep. And that there's voices out there that we have to choose to listen to. This may not be the best place to make this publicly, make this statement publicly, but I will, because I'm not scared. There are days that I have a ton of voices in my head, that they speak to me nonstop. And I like this image of the gate and the sheep inside the gate, because it helps me put it, it helps me sound not so crazy. We'll just say it that way. But I picture myself inside this gate. It's easy for me to find the way to the edges of this gate. Because if you're like me, you like to eat. And the grass always seems taller around the fence posts. at least around my house. So I picture myself as the sheep inside this gate in this field in this pasture, and I'm walking around the edges of this pasture eating the good grass. And just outside the gate, the grass looks really good. The problem is, when we get to the edge of this gate, that's when the voices kick in. I start to hear these voices that say, "What are you doing in there? You don't deserve to be in there. You should be out here. You're not good enough to be in there. You're not pretty enough to be in there. You're not rich enough to be in there. You're not a good enough father to be in there." These are the voices that I hear in my head. It's the voices of the world that tend to reach out and really start. Really start to make me question myself. And before you know it, I'm sticking my head through the gate, eating the grass on the outside of the fence. And those are the only voices that I can hear. These voices that tell me I'm not good enough. These voices that tell me that I'm dirty. These voices that tell me that I shouldn't be inside the gate. And as I make my way around the fence, these voices keep screaming at me. But either purposefully or accidentally sometimes, I find myself getting closer to the gate, either trying to escape or either trying to get out into the other field. I find myself getting closer to the gate. And as I get closer to the gate, I hear this faint, almost whisper of a voice that says, "Where are you going? Why are you listening to those voices? Don't you know that you belong to me? Don't you know that you're right where I want you? You are mine." And it reminds me that it's going to be okay. That's why I like the fenced-in pasture. But unfortunately, I don't always stay at the gate. I keep wandering around. And the farther away I get from the gate again, the louder those other voices become. It's the world we live in. The world we live in is programmed to speak negative, to speak destruction. It's the thieves that Jesus is talking about in the gates, where they have one purpose and one purpose only. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. They have no desire to see any of us happy. They have no desire to see any of us fed. The only desire they have is to steal, kill, and destroy. And they're good. They're good. They know what they're doing. They know our weaknesses. They know what to say to pinpoint those weaknesses in us. They know if you're not happy with the way you look, that all they have to do is say, "That's not what you're supposed to look like." They know if you find value in money, that they can say, "You don't have enough money. You're not important enough. Nobody cares what you think." They know each and every one of our weaknesses, and they are more than happy to speak to those regularly, to speak this destruction into our lives. And what happens is we wander around the gate and we get close and we start to hear those voices and we start to believe those voices. We start to believe that we don't belong inside the gate. We start to believe that we don't belong with the one who calls us. We start to believe that we're never going to be good enough. We're never going to be clean enough. We're never going to deserve to be inside the gate. We start to believe the lies that we need to be destroyed. Have you ever had a friendship that fell apart? Have you ever had a really good friendship, but one of you did something wrong? And even though you tried to make it work, you tried to move past that, it didn't. For some reason, one or the other just felt like they couldn't get over what happened. That happened to anybody else? You can raise your hand. We're at the participation part now. You know, you made a mistake and you went and apologized for it, and they said it was fine, but you never, ever felt like you could make up for that mistake. And so the friendship falls apart. Not necessarily because of anything other than the fact that you couldn't move past it. That reminds me of these voices. They speak so much destruction into us, so much hate into us. They tell us and point out every little flaw that we want to see and find in ourselves. So when we make it back around to the gate and we start to hear that voice, it becomes hard. We can't hear the voice of Jesus for the voices of the world that are demeaning and that are hurtful and that keep us from seeing ourselves the way that Jesus does. So that when Jesus starts to say, "Where are you going?" we tell ourselves we have to leave. We don't belong. When Jesus says, "You belong here, you are my child," we say, "We're not good enough to be called your child. We're not clean enough to be in your flock. We need to leave." How is that life? How is that life to the fullest? I think so often we get so caught up in the destructive words of the world that we can't hear the most life-giving words ever spoken. When Jesus said, "It is finished," when he was hanging on the cross and he said, "It is finished," he wasn't talking about his life. He was talking about the world and the destruction and the hate that it speaks. He was talking to all of us in those parts of our life where we don't see worth, where we don't accept his love. He was saying, "It is finished. I have paid the price. You are no longer those things that the world tells you that you are. Because now you are my beloved. You are my children. You belong to me." And I want to give you a life free of the hate. I want to give you a life that you can live fully, fully attuned to the only voice that matters. That you can live a life full of love, of joy, of peace that only comes through me. That you don't have to worry about what other people think. You don't have to worry about what the world says. Because it is my voice that matters. My voice that speaks truth. My voice that gives love. So if we want to start living into this kingdom life that we've been hearing about, if we want to start living into this fullness of the kingdom of God now, then it's time for us to seek the only voice that matters, to quit listening to the voices of the world and only listen to the voice of truth. Each and every one of us is a beloved child. We belong. We matter. We are wanted, no matter what the world tells us. And if you want to find that life that is only available to those who listen, then we have to seek it out. We have to find it in our hearts. We have to find it in our lives. We have to listen to that still, small voice that whispers. We have to focus on it so much so that it no longer becomes a whisper, but it becomes the bedrock of who we are. It becomes the truth to which we live by. There's going to be tough times. There's going to be hard times. There's going to be times that the voices of the world really cry out and tell you that you're not good enough. They tell you that you don't belong. They tell you that you're not perfect. Those are the moments we have to stay focused on the true voice. The voice that over and over and over again speaks life, gives life, that tells us, you are my beloved. You belong with me, and you are perfectly made, perfectly made. So I encourage all of you to recognize those voices in your life that are not speaking truth. To recognize those places in your life where you hear a voice that says, you're not good enough. Recognize the voices that say you are broken. And then recognize that they're not the voices that matter. Seek inside. And listen to that voice that is burning inside of you that says, you are my beloved. You belong to me. And you will find a life fuller than anything you've ever imagined. A life full of joy. A life full of peace. A peace that will enable you to live out of that true self. You will find happiness not seeking it in the world, but knowing it comes from one place and one place only. Knowing it, living it, sharing it with all those in your life. You are my beloved. You belong to me. I am the gateway to life. Amen? Man, we're going to beat the Baptist to Quincy's today. Let's say a prayer. Lord, there are so many voices in this world that tell us we are not good enough. They point out every single weakness we have. They tell us we're not smart. They tell us we're not pretty. They tell us we don't look right. They tell us we don't have enough power. We don't have enough money. They tell us everything that makes us feel unworthy. Lord, they're so loud sometimes that it's all we can hear. But your voice is calm, your voice is steady, your voice is always there, speaking truth, reminding us that we are perfect, reminding us that we are your beloved children, that we belong to you. Lord, help us to find that voice. Help us to hear that voice. Help us to set that voice above all others so that when we go out into the world, we aren't held down. We aren't pulled away. That we can always, always hear your voice calling us home. Lord, let that be our truth so that we can have that full life that you promised us. In Jesus' name, amen.